Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1062, for Saturday, November 8th, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Climbing from number 26 to number 20, Bohemians, by Jasper DeLange, published by Portal Games, with 18,201 views. That is a gain of 1,422, or 8.5% from last week, although it is about 1,100 fewer than last week's number 20. Climbing from 30 to 19, Duel for Middle-Earth, by Antoine Bauza and Bruno Catala, published by Repos Production, with 18,896, about 700 more than Bohemians in a 17% climb. Repeating at number 18, Ark Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 19,483, about 600 more than Duel for Middle-Earth, a decline of just 2%. Climbing 3 to 17, Tax the Rich, by Christian A. Ustby and Kjetil Svensson, published by Alion, with 20,397. It's about 900 more than Ark Nova, and a gain of 5.5%. Falling from 7 to 16, Feya's Swamp, by Helga and Anselm Ostertag, published by Grail Games, with 21,522, about 1,100, more than Tax the Rich, and a decline of 38%. Vaulting from number 50 all the way up to number 15, Arkham Horror, the Card Game, by Nate French and MJ Newman, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with 22,312, about 800 more than Feya's Swamp, a gain of 76%. The last time Arkham Horror was in the top 20 was nearly 9 months ago, in the middle of February. It's back now because a third core set has been announced. Down 1 to 14, Vantage, by Jamie Stegmeier, published by Stonemeyer Games, with 22,625, only about 300 more than Arkham Horror, a decline of 9%. Climbing 4 to 13, Tag Team, by Grietje Hermann and Corentin Lebrat, published by Scorpion Maski, with 23,416, about 800 more than Vantage, and a gain of 9%. Climbing 2 to 12, SETI, Space Agencies, by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with 24,636. It's about 1,200 more than Tag Team, and a gain of 4%. And after 2 weeks in the top 10 at number 4 and number 3, down 8 to 11, Speakeasy, by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with 26,102. About 1,500 more than the SETI expansion, and a big decline of 48%. There are just three new entries in the top 10. Falling out are from 3 to 11, Speakeasy, from 7 to 16, Feya's Swamp, and from 10 to 72, Kuldhara. We also have a new member of the Million Club, just cracking the 1 million mark in page views this week, Sea Salt and Paper. This week in page views, down around number 90. Number 10, Sanctuary, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 26,108, just 6 more than Speakeasy, a 44% gain from where it was last week at number 22, a 12-position climb. It is in the top 10 for the fifth time. This is a simplified re-implementation of Ark Nova. It's back for the first time in just over 3 months. That mark of 26,000 and some is about 5,000 fewer than last week's number 10, of course. Last week was Essen Week, and that number 10 was one of the most we've ever seen for a number 10. 26,000, still a lot. Number 9, Fate of the Fellowship, by Matt Leacock, published by Z-Man Games, with 27,924, 1,800 more than Sanctuary and Speakeasy, a decline of 21% as it sheds 3 positions, for the second week in a row, falling from 3 to 6 to 9. Number 8. SETI by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition with 29,340. 1,400 more than Fate of the Fellowship, a decline of 13%, but because of the reduced volume of views this week, it manages to hold position at number 8. Number 7. Orloy by Paloma J. Pascual and Abraham Sanchez Hermida, published by Perro Loco Games with 30,958, 1,600 more than SETI, a 17% decline. It was number 7 2 weeks ago, last week jumped up to number 4, now back down 3 to number 7. Number 6. The Hobbit, There and Back Again by Rainer Knizia, published by Office Dog, with 32,011, about 1,000 more than Orloy, a gain of 40% from where it was last week at number 15, a 9-position climb for its debut performance in the top 10. This is a competitive, dice-drafting, roll-and-write adventure game using individual board books. I think that covers all the bases. Number 5. The Old King's Crown by Pablo Clark, published by Erie Idle Games, with 32,555, 544 more than The Hobbit, and a decline of 13%, but again, in the reduced environment, is able to hold position at number 5. Number 4. Recall by Christian Amundsen Ostby, Helga Meissner, Anna Wermland, and Kjetil Svensson, published by Alion Games with 40,380, 7,800 more than The Old King's Crown, a decline of 21%, and it loses 2 positions in its second week back in the top 10. Number 3. Covenant by Herman P. Mian, published by De Vere Games with 49,995, so 5 views short of an even 50,000. Close to 10,000 more than Recall, 9,600, but a 29% decline from where it was last week at number 1, so also a 2-position decline in its second week, back in the top 10. Number 2. Deckers by Richard Wilkins, published by Deep Print Games and Pegasus Spiele, with 50,877, only about 900 more than Covenant, a 52% gain as it jumps from number 9 last week, up 7 positions. Number 1. Duel for Middle-Earth, Allies by Antoine Bauza and Bruno Catala, published by Repos Production, with 60,357, close to 10,000, 9,500 more than Deckers, and triple what it had last week at number 19, an 18-position climb to debut at the top. This is an expansion for The Lord of the Rings, Duel for Middle-Earth, this week ranked number 19, released just last year and already ranked number 30 on BoardGameGeek. It itself is a re-implementation of Seven Wonders Duel. With this expansion, quote, heroes now face vile creatures, and each side welcomes their allies along with power tokens and epic effects, unquote. For Saturday, November 8th, 2025.